Okay.
Well, what are we doing?
Okay.
No, we're not. We're only BOE.
No, you're not.
All right, hold on.
What's up?
Weekly agenda. On the agenda, sir, we have BOE discussions. What do you say it's posted there?
1 o'clock is for the school distributions, and 2 o'clock is for BOE discussions.
We have school district funds.
That's what this is.
No. What we had was the three individuals that came. Two of them were school districts. That was what we had. That was what I had been informed anyway.
Okay.
Am I mistaken?
That's what I thought too, but I didn't know about your request.
This needs to be done right away. So if it needs to be reposted.
Can we do that under that also?
If it is, I mean, I don't know what.
It's distribution of school funds.
School,
I think it fits the category.
Is that what it's read? Mm-hmm. Is that what it reads?
I think that would be fine.
Let's go there first.
Switching. I have the statutes for the distribution. They're under 1270, 1280, 1290. I'm sorry, 12100. Are the chapters that are involved. Basically what I did is I come to every new commissioner with this because I think the way in which it's been distributed, I don't have supporting information for. So I went to Melissa Trotter and had her bring up all the property owned by the U.S. government and National Forestry. I was able to come up with the percentages that match what we are currently doing really, really close. I mean, the difference is one school district is getting $68 less, and the other three are, one is $2, one's $13, and one's $53 more. So basically, it's just a slight difference in percentages to the schools. Just to give you an update on, and this is forestry money we're talking about, in 2003, they received $64,290. That was the lowest in my term since 2003. 2008 was the highest at $242,295.04. 2010, last year, was $173,301.15. And this year is $199,793.56. So the schools are very well aware that this dollar amount is not finite from one year to the next. We never know what it's going to be until we receive it. So I just wanted to give you that information. And so this is what I'm submitting. It shows the school district, the acreage, the new percentage, the total, the old method, and the difference. If you guys would like to pass that around.
So your formula, mm-hmm. Let me get this down right. Our estimated formula that we've used in the past was within $68 a maximum of what was being paid?
Well, you have to look more at the percentages.
I know, but I mean, it worked out that way mysteriously. I mean, that's kind of unusual that it did that, but we were close enough with what had been paid in the past.
Not to worry about it, yeah.
In the past. So.
But now I have supporting documentation to say, this is what the percentages should be.
Mm-hmm. Can I see the document? I haven't seen that document before. I don't think I have, unless you emailed it to me.
No, okay. I haven't.
This is the forestry money.
Forestry money.
This is not different than what we distributed with the. This is school districts only, or is this other taxing
school
entities?
School district only.
Okay. This is not the one where they make the application and we...
The FireWise program you're talking about?
Well, that's changed. I mean, that's not
right,
what I'm talking about.
Right.
But that's...
Thank you.
Sorry. Good catch.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you've got two that we've been through. You've gone through forestry with me and with flood control.
With you, uh-huh.
And I apologize, but right now what we're looking at is
National
Receipts, National Forest Service, which is fees that are collected within the forest, correct? And we never know what those particular fees are that counties receive a percentage of, because it fluctuates year to year based
right.
upon, I don't remember if it's logging or camping or whatever it is, but there are certain.
It's 25% of the money received from the National Forest Services. It's basically all it says in the statutes. And we expend the Title I and the mineral receipts. We don't expend Title III monies this way. It's handled differently. And at this point in time, we're still holding Title III for the last couple of years because we haven't had any entity apply for it since they changed the law. It's a completely different structure on how that money gets expended.
Help me with where I raised the question with you before. Was that with flood control? Or
flood control.
Forest? Okay, so this is the formula that's been used on an annual basis.
Yeah, and it's real close in percentages. No, I am changing the percentages slightly, but it's very, very minimal.
And you change the percentages slightly because of the acreage within?
That I found.
There it is.
That you found, okay.
Right.
Okay.
So, I mean, I can give you an example, like Bradleyville was 52.2441%. And now it's 52.2785. So it's so close, it's not even funny. But still, I have supporting document to, you know, to back that up.
Can I see your spreadsheet again?
That one right there.
We were bound to use some kind of a formula to get it that close last time, but I don't remember.
We've been
how we
using
did it.
What the prior clerk did for me for the last 8 years, and the prior clerk did for the prior clerk, which was just Mr. Hausman, and so I couldn't find any supporting documentation on how he came up with the percentages. I've done this before, but I would like you to accept the new percentages because I have proof to back that up, even though it is slightly different.
Gentlemen, based upon the work that Donna's done, and what she did was she researched the acreage that's within each school district and recalculated what that percentage would be. I applaud her for her work and for the corrections that she's made in making sure that the acreages were up to date, and I don't see any problem at all with the distribution of forestry as she's
problem.
Laid it out.
Yeah. Do we need a motion? Do we need to just accept it in the records? What do we have to do?
I have to spread it on the records.
Sprinkle the records with it.
Is that all you want to do there?
Is your motion to sprinkle?
I'm not going to make a motion to sprinkle. I think Bob has used that word when we have to do emergency motions, sprinkle the minutes with. So, you've used the word.
Okay.
I would
entertain a motion to accept Donna's report on the forestry receipts and the distribution thereof.
So moved.
Is there a second?
No, second it.
Motion's been made and seconded to accept the report of forestry distribution as presented by the County Clerk, Donna Neely. All in favor say aye.
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 Opposed nay. Motion carried unanimously. On to flood control.
Okay. Flood control lease receipts. Ron and I have talked about this. I have pulled the same report, and I found that Bradleyville School has not been receiving anything, but they actually have 2,274.9 acres. Now, I don't know what point in time that acreage went into the National Forest. You know, it would have had to have been coded that way by the Assessor's Department, correct? So I can't tell you when that occurred. I can just tell you as of today, pulling it today, that's the amount of acreage. The other difference was Branson actually has, I'm sorry, I'm on the wrong column. Acreage is 1520 for Bradleyville, and Branson was 1365.48 acres.
Yeah, but I'm not understanding. You said forestry. Isn't this ground that was taken by the lakes?
This is flood control.
For yeah. flood control. Okay, go ahead.
You said forestry, you meant flood control, right?
I apologize.
Okay.
I'm on flood control even
gotcha.
If I say forestry.
All right, gotcha.
Okay.
I'm following you now.
Sorry. So this is the acreage that I've had Melissa pull again for me. And Ron and I did discuss something about schools that that when that land was taken, if they were not, if that school district wasn't in existence, that perhaps that money shouldn't be distributed to them. But I can tell you that Branson would have had to have pulled that school district into their boundary, whatever school district that was that existed. And just like Forsyth absorbed Cedar Creek School, and Forsyth has been receiving the funds that used to go to Cedar Creek, because that area is now within the Forsyth school district. So that this is my proposal, is to change. I can show you the difference is that just on this dollar amount, okay? Bradleyville had not received anything before. They're receiving $2,274.90. There's a decrease of $105.66. Taneyville, $2,000 decrease to Forsyth. And keep in mind, Forsyth is now receiving the most because they're getting Cedar Creek's dollars, so they're getting $20,000. $2,000, Branson didn't receive anything, so they'll be receiving $2,043. There's a decrease in Hollister of 926, so they'll be receiving 6712. A decrease in Kirbyville, 53920, but Kirbyville will be receiving 5591. And a decrease in Mark Twain of $651, and Mark Twain will be receiving $6,189.36 for a total distribution of $44,832.93. And just to let you know, last in 2006, they received their highest in since for 8 years was 2006, and that was $62,682.89 that was distributed to all the schools. And in 2003 was the lowest, and that was $37,362.25. So you can see that the schools don't have any way of knowing how much money they're going to receive, so it's not like they can anticipate a dollar amount that they're going to be receiving. So this is the question. Do we give money to Bradleyville School and to Branson School, or do we assume that the issue that Ron brought up is true? And I don't know.
My differences with Donna on this are, she would like for us as a county commission to certify that this is the right way to do it. My contention is that the law states that the county clerk will provide this breakdown and distribution, and that the county commission will, in fact, spend what dollars are given to them because we receive a percentage, correct, Donna?
It goes to roads.
Well, it falls under roads and bridges.
Right.
But okay. And so I'm willing to accept the report as presented by the county clerk and to spread it upon the records. But for me to certify that this is the correct way to do it, when in fact I'm not sure of that, I would rather just accept it from the county clerk as being the report that she has generated.
I think that the commissioner should please review 12.100, and that's titled County Commission to use funds in maintaining schools and roads. It lists both schools and roads, so I think that does obligate the commission.
And one of the things, I mean, obviously our county councilor's here, and to put him on the spot like this is kind of unfair.
No, but I wanted him to be here so he could hear that, because there's a there's a difference of opinion. For us to use them, use the funds is one thing. For us to certify that the distribution is correct and statutory is something entirely different.
And I'm certainly happy to have the assessor or anyone else to review that data so that we can have a good decision here.
Right. What's our time frame on this, Donna? How soon do we have to have this?
Well, if we don't get something done within the next few weeks, we're going to have interest applied to it, which just means we have to distribute the interest. But the schools, of course, are waiting for this.
An answer by first part of next week is adequate?
Certainly.
Okay. Well, let's do that. Let's repost Bob maybe Tuesday of next week, something like that.
That'd be fine.
Is that okay?
Is that all right with you, Donna? I mean, I see our 2:30s here already, too, so.
Well, why not have it Monday afternoon?
We could. I just, we can look at Monday's schedule, too. I don't know. I know why. Aren't we in Jeff City?
Wednesday.
Monday may be the better day. Danny, you are...
Thank you. That's all I need to know.
I didn't finish my sentence. I appreciate you interrupting me on that one because I didn't give you a compliment, for the record. It'll have to be Monday.
That's what I would rather do, and I would...
How about 11 o'clock Monday, Bob?
11 a.m. Monday.
I know that our 2:30 is here, but if you all will allow me 3, 4, 5 minutes, I'll get some comments into you on the BOE discussion for you all to be thinking about.
Okay.
Since the clerk, the assessor, and commissioners, and council are here, if that's all right. And then we can move that discussion forward to another day as well, but okay. I would like to make a couple of comments about it as soon as I can find my papers.
Postponed to a definite time.
Day in the future. Tomorrow.
Just some quick thoughts for you. First is a question, Bob, to you, and that is, I'm still looking for the paperwork as I'm hurriedly going through this. There is a section in law that allows for the county commission to serve on the Board of Equalization and two individuals who meet certain qualifications to serve with them.
That's correct.
There's also a statute in law that allows the county commission to appoint a citizens board of equalization.
That's also correct.
My question is, how many are on the board?
I'd have to look again, but I believe it's 5, but I'd have to look again.
Well, that's my question, because I, in reading it, seem to think that it says 3.
I would have to look.
And I'm going to pull it for you here in just a second. But I would like you to look at that.
Okay.
Here it is. It says, in all first-class counties not having a charter form of government, and in each second-class county which contains blah, 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 there may be a board of equalization consisting of 3 tax-paying, property-owning citizens, residents of such county for 5 years next before their appointment, who shall be appointed by the county commission for 3-year terms. It doesn't mention the commission. That's why I was...
Well, I think that's probably correct, then. It's probably 3. It's just been a while since I looked at it.
Okay, next comment. Under Chapter 138-100, Subsection 1, Subsection 2, it discusses what BOE is to do during BOE. This is for Class 1 counties. It says, such hearings, referring to BOE, shall end on the 31st day of July each year. Except in any city not within a county or any county with a charter form of government, in which such hearing shall end by the 4th Saturday in August. Provided further that said Board of Equalization may meet thereafter at least once a month for the purpose of hearing allegations of erroneous assessments, double assessments, and clerical orders. What I want you all to think about is it's my belief and my contention that the Board of Equalization runs from its starting time until the end of July 31st. And during years of reassessment, you can start as early as May 31st hearing individuals that come before you to discuss complaints that they have about their assessments, basically. And you do that because appropriately during your reassessment, there's generally a lot of changes in what valuations are, so there's more people that would come forth. But still, the date certain that's set by Missouri law for Board of Equalization to end, such hearings shall end on the 31st day of July each year. And I believe that if boards of equalization, unless also county commissions can hear, and I don't know, but that's another question, Bob, that I have for you, abatements without it going through BOE or double assessments, et cetera. But clearly, it states here that the BOEs may meet monthly if they choose to do so, basically. For example, if the assessor comes and there's been a double assessment or there's been a clerical error and brings that list to the BOE, we would accept those and move forward. September is the deadline, and I need to find that, for anyone to appeal to the State Tax Commission. It may be September 30th. It may be some date within September. I'm not sure. But based upon that, one would think, well, gosh, if you come to Board of Equalization in November, December, or January, you can't go to State Tax Commission because there is a date certain that you have to go there. So my contention is we need to rethink, perhaps, the Board of Equalization process, and I think we need to spend some time doing that, deliberate, and then set some ground rules that we publicize for BOE. Those are my thoughts on that.
One of the questions I would ask you about is, we need to give this to Bob to do some more research on BOE and the formation so that when we start having this discussion, we know he's familiar with all the statutes related to that.
Sure. Here it is. 138.110, complaints as to rulings of the County Board of Equalization in such county should be filed according to law with the State Tax Commission not later than September 30th of the year in which such ruling was made.
That is the general rule. I mean, they have taken them later than that in certain circumstances that didn't fit within that. I understand what it says.
I understand.
And I agree.
I'm just of the old school. If there's a word that says shall, that mm-hmm. generally means you better do it. I understand. There are exceptions to that. My comment is I think we need to take a look at it and
I agree.
Make some decisions about how we want to run BOE and advertise those. Whether it's exactly identical to what's happened in the past or whether we make changes to that procedure.
I'd just like to say that I agree and that I have been urging us to only hear double assessments, clerical errors in that third category and nothing else for some time.
Well, you got me on your corner there. And I just wanted to let you both know that that's what's on my mind, and I think that we all, and I want you to take a look at it as well. If you've got comments about that, Donna or James, we want to hear those. And all of us sitting together, I think we've come up with the best way to have these meetings and move forward when the time comes.
One thing I did, just add my comment, I would seriously like the commission to look at appointing a citizen BOE board versus the commissioner serving on it. So that's one of the things I would like us to consider, too. In these discussions.
Bob, and on those numbers, look at the classification of counties. If I didn't catch something when it was read, whether it can be a three-person board or a five-person board,
I will be looking at
that. I think that look as it was read, classifications of counties in the second classification, other than the first, look and see what that says in there. But I just thought I caught something there that might prohibit us from using three.
I would like to say that I like the current policy we have on personal property where the assessor's already corrected the book and all we're doing is cleaning up the book by getting rid of the unpaid bill that was first written because the personal property book is open to the assessor to correct at any time, which is required by law. And so that really speeds up the process for all of us. The other thing that I'd like to see if there's any way we can do is I hate to see these $1.98 refunds or these $2.50 refunds, because by the time we've done all the paperwork and pushed it through the system, it has cost the county more than that $2.50 refund. Now, in stating that, I'll also state that if the citizen has entered the wrong year on their vehicle, then we have to fix that paperwork. But should we pay to have a board set, you know, to do a refund?
Well, we certainly should if they're
or
due
should
and
we
entitled.
Charge them a fee?
If they're due and entitled that money and the law says we have to give it to them. Good question for Bob.
But I know that we can assess fees on doing paperwork. I mean, I can assess fees in my office to create a document.
The assessor can't.
I apologize for cutting this meeting short, but our meeting is here, and we definitely need to sit down with her.
Yeah, and I've got one
yes, sir.
Issue that we're sending Bob off with several tasks. One thing that I would like for you to review is I noticed in Donna's statements concerning flood areas and the amounts that she stated that she didn't know the reason that Bradleyville had lost in one of those particular areas, either flood or forestry. Could it be that flood, the new floodplain, has taken up the forestry area? So I that's just a question for you to look over.
That, I mean, it's basically all, it's in the tax codes, okay. So I'm not sure.
I'm just asking that. I heard you mention that when you were reading off those numbers, and so that's one thing I'd like for you to look at.
Okay. Guys, I'm going to rush in, because we have Pat,
right.
So we'll repost it. Motion go to executive pursuant 610021.1 and .3, legal and personnel.
Second.
Motion's been made to go into executive session for purposes of legal and personnel. All in favor say aye.
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 Aye. All opposed? Motion carried unanimously.
It's right there.
Thank you.